Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council. This is episode number 56.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the show where you discover the way to real wealth. If you know your passion, tune in and learn to use it to build better health, more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships. If you don't know your passion, we've got you covered. Tune in and listen as Pat Council and special guests share techniques and strategies that will inspire, enlighten, and educate you. Get take action tips you can use to really create your dream lifestyle and build a lasting legacy. Get ready to start living the life you want and deserve by learning wealth principles that have been around for centuries and hear from real people who are making them work today. Now is your time to do life with power. Here are a few words from the host of Designing Your Life Today, Pat Council.
Hey, everybody. I mean, let's be honest. Do you really like putting your future into other people's hands? I mean, your job. I mean, putting it in the hands of your boss, the politicians, relying on those one or two clients, or how about just relying on family? Well, if that doesn't give you a feeling of independence, then you are not doing life with power. But hey, I've got good news for you. Hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today, and we will show you the way to real wealth through better health, increasing your income, and by cultivating fruitful relationships. Sounds good? All right, let's get to it.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Council, and this is Financial Friday, and we are going to talk about making money. That's right. That's what we do on Financial Friday. Our topic for today is be quiet and grow rich. This is very powerful. You do not want to miss what I'm going to share with you on this wonderful Financial Friday. However, before I jump into that, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up almost, in a few days. February is right around the corner. And we're going to talk about, yep, you guessed it, love. If you've been following the show for the last few years, then you know that every February, I managed to squeeze in a conversation about love. But we're not going to talk about love in the way it's been talked about on television or from the romantic standpoint. The type of love that we're going to talk about is the type that will help you move mountains from your life. It's going to help you to continue to expand your capacity to receive. And not only that, you're going to understand the concept of lengthening and strengthening your resolve to achieve whatever goals that you set. You're going to understand what love is all about. Okay, you're going to understand it as best as I can understand it. And I've been doing some homework, so we're going to talk about that in February. And once again, those of you that have been following the show, you know that February is by far one of my most favorite months of the year. Why? That's it. It's my birth month. So how could it not be my favorite? Not only that, I like Valentine's Day and all the pretty hearts and everything in the stores. And yeah, I like the candy. I'm just saying. I do. I'm confessing. So with that being said, you guys, stay tuned for February because we have some amazing shows coming up. And I'll be announcing more guests that are going to be coming on Designing Your Life Today. All right, let's talk a little bit about being quiet and growing rich. You know, here's the thing. When people decide that they want to make money or when they set a goal, they jump up and they go, okay, it's January 1st and these are my New Year's resolutions. Or on the latter part of the previous year, they set these goals and say, okay, this is how much money I'm going to make. This is what I'm going to buy. And they talk about all the things that they're going to do, things that they're going to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what excites us for the most part. I mean, a lot of times that's why we get up and go to work, or we get up and go to our business, or we do what we can on the side of right to increase our income, because there are things that we want in our lives. And I shared this on another show. There's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to have nice things. I mean, as human beings, we're supposed to want beautiful things, nice things. There's a reason why God didn't make every single flower the exact same color. And I mean, we've got yellows, we've got reds, we've got purples. And, you know, my favorite, red roses. Love them. They're beautiful. But roses also come in various colors. And I love every color that they come in. So my point is that it's okay for you to want things and to want that kind of variety in your life and to want really nice things. It's kind of how we're built. But how do we get to those things? How do we really get to achieve those amazing goals that we've set that we're so excited about? How do we make it all happen? Well, most of the time, after people set the goal, the next thing that they do after the goal is they do a plan of action. Now, a plan of action is just what it says. It's the plan that you're going to use when you take action, which means there's some kind of movement going on. There's activity going on. However, here is what really the very first step should be when you are even thinking about setting a goal, okay, is we should be quiet. And even after you set the goal, we should be quiet. Again, if you want more money in your life, if you want to figure out all of everything that's going on and how to get to where it is you want to be and what steps to take next, it is so important that we learn to be quiet. My book, The Power, talks about the fact that we already have everything that we need inside to achieve success. And then, of course, the book goes on to prove the point that I'm making. And here's the thing. It's so true because everything that you want, that's where it starts. Think about it. And I've had people say, well, not really. You know, we don't have everything inside. I don't have a car inside of me. Really? You don't? Of course you don't. You don't have a car inside of you, but guess what you have? You have the very first thought of the car that comes from you. Everything that you have in your life, it started as a thought. And we don't have time, but I could prove that to you. I think I can, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But we don't have time on today's show. But stick around. More shows are coming. But here's the thing. My point I'm getting at today is that it is so important we understand the concept of knowing when to be silent. And for me, I mean, I'm a talker. First of all, it's what I do for a living. And I pretty much, I want to say I never stop talking, but that's not true. When I'm up in the morning, I have quiet time. I have my meditation time. I have quiet time in kind of the afternoon or mid-afternoon. And I have quiet time at night before I go to bed. And I think, you know, I pray and then I meditate and I listen. And then I think about, you know, the things that I want to accomplish. And I kind of put that in my head. And then I kind of clear my head to see what's going to come in as a result that's going to guide me towards that. When you begin to perceive that the essence of everything that you want, the essence of, let's call it the essence of God, that it's in you, not on the outside, that it's in you, then you'll understand that you have the power to do whatever it is you decide that you want to do. As human beings, we have that free will. God gave us free will to do what it is we want to do. But here's the thing. You can have a goal. You can want to make something happen. But if you never, ever be still long enough to kind of get the blueprint so that you can effectively build it, in other words, establish the right foundation. And I started out talking about a car. So if you want a car, how are you going to get the car? What's the right foundation? You're going to just walk on the lot and say, hey, you know what? Give me a car. Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that one. Okay. If that works out, let me know because I want to try it myself. I'm just saying. But here's the thing is that you want to know the right foundation. Once you set that foundation and you know the right foundation, now you need to know what comes next. That's going to happen in your silence. That's where we get a lot of our guidance from. We get our guidance from being silent. Because everything, it starts within you, you have to begin to feel your power that comes, the power that you have inside. You have to allow that power to kind of rise up and manifest. It's the fuel which fires your imagination. And it lights the torch of inspiration within you, which in turn gives you vitality to thought. In other words, it adds that spark to the vision that you have of the very car that you want. And this enables you to connect with all those invisible forces that you hear about that God has put in the universe. And you get to connect to all of that. And then the power which will, this is then the power which will enable you to plan without fear and to execute masterfully. You will execute your plan of action because it will be more solid, because you took a moment. Most of the time, people are doing. I got to make this happen. I got to make that happen. I got to make that happen. First of all, understand this, that everything we want, God has already put it here. And granted, you have to put in the time. Granted, you have to do the work. However, before you start doing all of that, you have to first make the connection. And you make the connection in silence. The perception that you need to come to you, in order for you to perceive how to make all of these things happen, it's only going to come to you in the silence. And that seems to be the condition required for all great purposes. Now, it took me a long time to learn that. I had a mentor years ago, and he owned a real estate company. He was a multimillionaire. And I used to notice that he would be quiet when I thought he should be working and I thought he should be moving. And I would go to him and I would say, well, aren't you going to do something? You're just sitting there. Why are you just sitting there? And he said, sometimes it's good just to be quiet. Now, he taught me a lot of things, but he never taught me why it was good to be silent. I learned that through trial and error, because I'm a doer. You know, I'm a taskmaster. If something goes wrong, I want to fix it, and I want to fix it now. I want to jump up and I want to get going. And now I understand why he told me sometimes it's good to just be quiet. And he would just sit there and sit there, and the door would be closed to his office and he'd be quiet. And I would think, is he sleeping in there? Is he just, what's he doing? Who does that? Is he afraid to deal with the situation? No, he wasn't afraid. I mean, in my lack of wisdom during that time, and I should have stepped back and looked at it, and had I been silent, I would have seen, wait a minute, he didn't get to be a multimillionaire by just sitting there and doing nothing. And so after a while, he would come out, and then he would come to my office, and he would tell me, okay, this is what we're going to do. And when he would say it, I would go, wow, that'll work. That is good stuff. And so if you want to understand how to achieve anything, even something that seems impossible, then you have to understand the importance of being still. You know, of course, the Bible tells us that with man, there are things that are impossible. It says, but with God, all things are possible. Well, how do you connect to God? You've got to be still. And the thing about that is, in this day and time, nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody, but there are people that don't want to hear that this is the solution to wealth. This is the solution that will bring you the increase that you want to get. But I'm going to say it like this. If you've been working to get increase for like years and the bulk of your life and none of it's working out, maybe you need to slow down and be still. When you are quiet, you will be amazed as to what will come out of that. And here are a few of the benefits. And I, as I said, had to learn to do this. And here, one of the benefits that I got from learning to be quiet was, first of all, I found that when I was silent and I was still, I found that I had more energy. I actually felt more powerful. Another thing is, when I was silent and I was still, all of a sudden ideas would come up and I would go, wow, I wish I had thought of this, you know, back then or this many years ago. And the point is that my mind just felt so much sharper. Things were clearer. I had more personal, physical energy. And so there is great value in being silent. So it's really important to understand that this is where the wisdom is. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I have a section on wisdom. As a matter of fact, the word power, it's an acronym. And the W in that word stands for wisdom. And I talk about the importance of getting wisdom. And it is important that you get wisdom. But how do you get wisdom? The Bible tells us to ask God for it and he'll give it to us. But how do you even know when you have it? And how do you even use it? You have to be silent. When you can be quiet and you can be still long enough, then you're going to get the things that you want. Now, this is not going to be a long show today, because at the end of the show, what I'd like everyone to do is to take a moment and be silent. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, this is something that's not easy to do. I can tell you that now, at least for a person like me, because I'm a talker and I can really talk. But you guys already know that. Everything that we want to do, it comes from a form of inspiration. And inspiration is it's something that can only come about through silence. And the silence is necessary, because when you can be still, when you can be silent, what's happening is your senses are actually being still at that moment, because you're not eating. Okay. And you may be seeing something if your eyes are open, but your senses are being still. Your muscles are relaxed. And all of a sudden, you will start to kind of feel that power that I was talking about a moment ago. And so when you've done that, then you're going to come into possession of a sense of poise, a sense of that power I just talked about, and you'll be ready to receive the information or inspiration or the wisdom which might be necessary for the development of your purpose. So many people don't reach their purpose. Why? Because they've never taken the time to be silent. So if you want to be wealthy, if you want to get the riches of life, then you want to learn to be silent. And when you can learn to do that, when you can learn to sit still, and believe me, that's easier said than done. I've met so many people, and I've asked them, especially during personal coaching, and I say, okay, you know, you want to sit, you want to be still, you want to meditate in the morning. And without fail, whenever we would get back together, I would say, okay, so how did your meditation go? Well, you know, I didn't get it done. I tried to sit still, but I couldn't. See, we've become so accustomed to being reactionary. The other thing about being silent is, in the silence, you learn to be more proactive than reactive. Proactive people thrive more. Proactive people go to that next level a lot faster, and proactive people are able to sustain themselves in the midst of a crisis a lot longer, if not permanently. So that's the importance of being silent. Once again, in my book, The Power, the P stands for proactive plan. Well, it's really hard to create a proactive plan if you can't be quiet, if you can't be still, because if you're just doing, everything you do is about you having a reaction to what's going on. And right now, there's a lot going on in our world. There's a lot going on, especially here in America. And it's, if you are one of those people that like to read the news and find out every little thing that's going on or going wrong in our country, you know that there's an overabundance of that. And what happens when you can't sit still, or you haven't been silent, and so that you haven't taken the time to kind of get that poise that you need so that you can be more proactive, and you're in reactionary mode, every little thing that happens, it will cause you to react in a way that takes you closer towards fear and further away from the very things that will give you the quality life that you deserve to have. Well, if you want to have that quality life, then you want to learn to be quiet. You want to learn to be still. I've talked to people who were more anxious or more interested in getting someone told and telling someone off and setting someone straight. And I'm thinking, what's the value in that? Other than the fact that you are feeling like you were the big, not necessarily the bigger person, but you were the more dominant person. Okay, you were the, alpha male. And now they're even using the phrase in relation to females, alpha female. So, and you walk away feeling, beating your chest like the Gorilla King Kong. Okay, I don't think women beat their chest, but that's a whole nother story. But you get my point. So the point I am making to you is that when it's easier when you're silent, you get to know you better. You become more comfortable with you. You don't ever feel like you have to prove anything to anyone. You come more in contact with your purpose. You actually become more courageous. You get more confidence. Everything that's good comes from the silence, unless you meditate on everything that isn't good. If you're silent and you constantly have a picture of revenge and all of the low energy types of behavior, then yeah, that kind of silence is not going to be good for you. So when we talk about being silent, we're talking about it from the standpoint of positioning yourself to take the right actions so that you can get the right results and so that you can get the highest and best. And if you missed the episode where I talked about expanding your capacity, you'll go back and listen to that. And that way you'll understand what I mean when I talk about lengthening and strengthening, you know, your capacity to receive. And when you can be silent, you're going to automatically position yourself to lengthen and strengthen. And when you can do that, nothing will be outside of your reach. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for you today. In February, we're going to have a great time. You guys know because it's my birth month, I usually have some great things to give away. And I'm going to give away some really nice things in February. So stay tuned for that. But more importantly, we're going to learn about love and we're going to learn to use that love to lengthen and strengthen also and to become more proactive in our life and to develop the discipline to be silent. Hey, since I'm finishing early, why don't you guys take about 5 minutes, just five, and sit and be silent and then make a practice of it. I can assure you, I'm a living testimony of this. If you can actually sit and be silent and do it on a consistent basis and have a journal next to you, when you're done, you're going to start to get ideas. You're going to start to be prompted to do things that are going to be proactive and more so in your favor. And it will take you closer to the things that you want in your life. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. On that note, I'm going to be silent.